According to Wolfsack, good morning. We are picking up in the Shar Revi'i, paragraph Beis, page Kufmen, in the Shari Tshuva. V'ha'inyan azeh, this inyan that we're discussing, namely the idea that even after one does Tshuva, there is still sometimes the residual effect, or I should say, residual effects of sin that are still present within the individual, and therefore there is the need for some additional type of process in order to purge the individual from all of the negativity. V'ha'inyan azeh his barer od mimasha kasov b'Torah. Ve'im nefesh achos techet ha'bishkaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asoso achos mimitzvos Hashem asher lo ta'asena v'ashem. So the pasuk says that if a person will go ahead and commit navira, bishkaga, inadvertently, me'am ha'aretz, from someone who is just a regular person, ba'asoso achos mikomitzvos Hashem asher lo ta'asena, he will do an navira, or he'll do something that God commanded him not to do, v'ashem, and he will be held accountable. Or he did something he didn't even know about it, but then it's pointed out to him the wrongfulness of his actions. And what's the halacha? The Torah is teaching us here about the carbon chatos. So again, any time that a person goes ahead and does an avera, which had they done it intentionally, would have resulted in some type of death penalty. So the halacha is, if you do it inadvertently, you have to bring a special carbon called the carbon chatos. Okay. The rabbis explain, ki achatos tovo al shkaga bedavar shechayavim al zadono karis. You bring a chatos for any action which, had you done it intentionally, would have carried with it a chiyuv of karis. Umipnei avona karis kirafu. And because the punishment of karis is so great, lo sishlam kaparas achote bo gan bishkaga, achi avichatos, va'af api shehizvada al cheto. Now the novelty over here is what? Let's say I went ahead and I accidentally ate on Yom Kippur. I forgot it was Yom Kippur, or I didn't know that it was usher to eat on Yom Kippur, whatever the situation is. I ate on Yom Kippur. This is a chiv karis for such a social, or I ate chametz on Pesach. I didn't know. That's probably a better case. I ate something that I did not know was chametz on Pesach. Total accident. So what happens? Torah is telling me I have to bring a carbon chatos. Let's say, in the interim, meaning before I brought the carbon, after I found out that I accidentally ate chametz on Pesach, I did tshuva. I davened, I gave tzedakah, whatever the different parts that are associated with tshuva, I did this entire beautiful, magnificent process of tshuva. Do I still have to bring the carbon chatos? And the answer is yes. Yes. What do you see from there, says the Shari Tshuva? What you see from there is that sometimes even tshuva is not enough. Tshuva could get you to a certain point, to a certain place, but then there's some other process that has to come in and, so to speak, clean up the rest of the mess. So in this case over here, it happens to be a karban. So his idea is, kimi bilti havidoi v'atshuva, even though I confessed, I did tshuva, lo yiskaper avono b'karban achat, lo yiskaper avono b'karban achatos, shenemar, zevach rishon toiva. V'acharei avidui v'akarban yuchupar avono, kimo shenemar, v'chiper alav hakohen v'nislach lo. So the idea over here is, even though there was tshuva, even though there was remorse, even though there were all these different processes that unfolded, nevertheless, the tshuva itself, by itself, is not enough. It requires, ultimately, again, the individual to bring the carbon as well. He goes on, v'sponin mizeh. Now, we have to contemplate this reality. Em ha'shogeg bilti tohorhu, achari ha'tshuva ad shi'avi carbon, ma'az onesh ha'mezid. The Rebbe says, the Shari Tshuva says something that is quite dramatic. If this is all discussing someone who has sinned inadvertently, and this Torah is telling me that what? Even though I've done tshuva, tshuva by itself is not enough. It requires the karban as well. Ma'az onosh mezid. Onosh mezid. How much more so we must imagine is the intensity of the responsibility for one who acts intentionally. So remember, if unintentionally, tshuva is not enough, right? But I need the karban. If chas v'shalom person doesn't have it, but mezid it intentionally, how much more so is the culpability? Achein. Yiskaper avono b'yisurin, kemo shenemar, v'hochoch b'machov al mishkavo, Yatar el alokavir sehu. Bene marki as ikies asher yahav ashem yochiach ukaav as ben yirtza. V'yesh eight. So again, so therefore, what the Shartshuva introduces us to now, Bosai, is another interesting idea, which we made reference to before, which is Yisurim. That there's a concept that if, let's say, for example, the Shogeg requires the Karban, requires Tshuva, but then apparently Tshuva doesn't go all the way, it doesn't cleanse the entire sin. I need a Karban to clean up the rest of the mess. When a person sins intentionally, Tshuva gets me a certain way, and then there's Yisurim. There's suffering. Suffering. I remember we pointed out before, suffering sounds very serious. But remember the Gemara says, Yisurin comes in all forms. Remember again the example I gave a few days ago. Person reaches into their pocket to take out a quarter, and you take out a nickel. That's called Yisurin also. Meaning they're more frustrating experiences, which we'll discuss in greater depth. So he says, so therefore again, what we see is every Avera needs some other additional process in addition to tshuva in order to go ahead and fully close out the negative ripple effects of the sin. He's furthermore, one last thing, so this will stop. V'yesh eitza v'takana l'chote b'ma'asin tovim, l'hagin alav min ha'machovim kasha yisbar. And we are going to see that ultimately, again, if after a person sins, there's an incredible benefit for engaging in ma'asin tovim. Engaging in good acts, which refers to acts of chesed, acts of tzedakah. Those type of acts have an incredible impact, an almost cathartic rehabilitative impact on the individual as well. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up paragraph Gimel on Monday. But again, understand that that we are going to have to try to reconcile a little bit is that when we've spoken about tshuva before, and in fact, there are many Gemaras that seem to speak to this dynamic, that tshuva does have the ability to remedy and to rectify a chet in its entirety. The Shari Tshuva Zone is introducing us to this novel idea that even tshuva is not complete. There may be this gap where tshuva ends and where full atonement begins, and that gap is filled by a karban, that gap is filled by yisurim, that gap is filled by ma'asim tovim. But the takeaway, of course, for us is the incredible impact of our actions. That sometimes what we do is so significant and so severe that even tshuva by itself is not enough. It needs some other sister process in order to close it out. The take-home message, therefore, is not simply, well, how do I remedy my sins? The take-home message really is to be so exceptionally vigilant in how I act. Because often we assume we do things, and you know what, I know that it's wrong, but it's not a problem. I'll clean up the mess. And what we just seem to see is that cleaning up the mess is not always so easy. Sometimes it's easier not to make the mess to begin with than to have to struggle to figure out how to clean it up. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Gimel and Mezrishim on Monday.